This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. One of the key services putting Bloomington's budget into the red is solid waste, with about 50% of the deficit in the solid waste fund coming from the cost to pick up brush and bulky waste. The Bloomington City Council is receiving some good news that changes in how often brush and things like couches and appliances are picked up is working to save the city money. As he does following most Monday evening council meetings, Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner joins us in the studio. Thanks, Mayor, for taking the time to join us during Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Mike.
We'll talk about solid waste, police body cams, and the recently approved sales tax for a moment. Terry, again, thanks for joining us. You can join this conversation at 309-438-8910. Terry, people aren't being laid off to accomplish savings in the solid waste fund. Where are the savings coming from?
Well, essentially, they're being redirected and getting given positions in other places, many of them in Parks and Rec. So we are definitely taking advantage of kind of recalibrating our efforts in solid waste. You don't always have to raise fees. You know, at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to take advantage of enough of those economies to close that massive gap, but we've definitely made some progress. It seems like it'll be several hundred thousand dollars that we will save over the course of a year. And obviously that's serious money as we're trying to close a budget gap.
How far do you have to go to actually break even? Is it another 1.5 million?
It's well over 2 million.
$2 million.
The budget task force actually recommended to the city council as a policy that you reduce the deficit to 1.5 million. So that's something that the council is still going to need to do. We've saved several hundred thousand here, but we've still got close to a million more that we need, or approximately that, you know, as we move forward. So that might be charging more for first bucket and maybe a second bucket for the pickup. It might be charging $2 or so per or $3 increase in you know, to each household for the service. We don't know what that'll be, but we do need to basically close this gap.
The Community Budget Task Force touched on this. We've talked about it, and I'll ask you again. If garbage pickup and the collection of brush and bulky waste is a public good, then why is the Solid Waste Fund an enterprise fund that has to pay for itself, that has to break even through the fees and whatever money it can derive?
Well, about 5 years ago, the previous council and the previous mayor made a decision to make this an enterprise fund. An enterprise fund's supposed to pay for itself. The problem is that the council and mayor agreed on that as a policy, but they never followed through to make sure that the fund paid for itself. And
so why not just subsidize it?
Well, that would be last year, right? Right. Well, no, we will continue to subsidize it. And in fact, because of the fact that there's still this deficit, at some point we probably need to be honest with everybody and to say, okay, this isn't really an enterprise fund.
So you think it'll change?
I don't know. That the council has been sometimes turned on a dime with solid waste, or most of the time just keep, you know, delaying things. We do have a different council and a different time, but for some reason we just keep for 5 years generating headline after headline after headline and have done very little. Now, we did do some 2 years ago. We've made some progress this summer. It's just, it seems at times painfully slow toward closing that gap.
Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner is in the studio. He'll take your question at 309-438-8910. You have the cost savings on the solid waste front, and during your pre-meeting work session, you also learned of increasing revenue. Is Bloomington turning the corner on its budget problems?
I hope so. We, you can never really be sure, because especially in this economy, we thought in my first year as mayor that revenues looked like they were actually ticking up some, a little more than the inflation rate, looked like we were okay. Then they went back below the inflation rate and our costs kept going up. So now it looks like things are getting a little bit better. So I'm cautiously optimistic as we move forward. But we certainly, as I say, we have a new council. We are really looking at things, everything we've done in the past, try to recalibrate that. Certainly as we write contracts and other agreements, we are absolutely going to, you know, protect the city. But the one critical thing we have to do to make sure that we do, we've got to grow the local economy. We can't leave this to chance. Perhaps the most important of public goods other than public safety is growing the local economy. And, for example, we talked last night about property acquisition, and some people don't seem to understand. Especially when you've got a budget problem, you've got to acquire strategic properties to take full advantage of them in the economy. And that's what we're aggressively doing. We have to move decisively, deliberately, and be aggressive in the international political economy, or we're not going to achieve our full potential.
So you want to grow the economy, yet you're not lining up with normal on their sales tax priorities, some of which include funding economic development efforts.
Well, again, that's a a separate kind of question. I'm sure we'll talk about those things as part of an intergovernmental agreement. The difference between us and Normal, of course, we both allocated a quarter for mental health, and there are some things that we're going to circle back around with Connect Transit and making sure that we've got great facilities and perhaps Sunday service as well. So we're going to be agreeing on some things, but we have a clear structural deficit that Normal at this point does not have. In the past, Normal was pretty good about paying their bills. That's why, for many years, our costs went up and our taxes or revenues or fees did not go up.
So back to the increasing revenue streams that the uptick in revenue that Bloomington has seen from some of its revenue streams, income tax, sales tax, food and beverage tax, package, liquor, many more revenue sources are up. What accounts for the increases, do you think?
Well, it is we're certainly getting the sense that the economy is turning around a little bit, and our economy is stronger than most any other in downstate Illinois. But this has not been seasonally adjusted. We need to go through at least a complete year to be confident at all, especially since we've had such budget issues. The biggest problem, or I should say biggest surprise, people ask me, what's your biggest surprise as being mayor? Bar none, is I didn't think I would have to struggle and fight so much just to keep our doors open. And that I didn't think that was the case. I think we're getting beyond that.
309-438-8910. Phone lines are open. In the studio is Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. We're talking about bulky waste, solid waste, some revenue increases the city is experiencing. And now we're going to talk about police body cams. You can join this conversation at 309-438-8910. Terry, how was the pilot proposal for police body cams received by aldermen?
Well, actually, they were very interested in it. It was one of those rare unanimous votes that we had, 9-0
vote.
And so the council agreed that we should explore this. We had the chief explain some of the issues associated with this, and I can tell you at every U.S. Conference of Mayors, this comes up. I mean, Burnsville, Minnesota was one of those that's a champion in this, and they've had some of the very same issues. Now, not all communities are running to embrace this. We're, I think, cautiously moving forward. We do want to make sure that we protect people's right to privacy. We also have to make sure that we have redaction software. There are many concerns as we move forward, but the cities that have adopted it by and large have found reductions in problems and injuries by officers and by civilians. When citizens know that they're being filmed, they're a little less likely to attack or push, be involved in rough behavior with police and police themselves too, and being human, so they realize that they're being taped. So for a lot of reasons, there are some possible benefits to this.
So are you saying that the checks and balances brought by this technology or these checks and balances are needed in Bloomington?
The checks and balance.
Oh, well, a result of the technology and the body cam that officers would wear.
Yeah. I think they're needed everywhere. Whether or not every community decides to push forward is a different story. It was like the cameras on cars. At first, many people were suspicious of them. Some police officers throughout the United States, many of them were concerned. Now, I don't know that it's universally approved, but it's got very, very wide acceptance. I suspect that will be the case as we work out some of the privacy and other logistical issues with respect to body cams.
As you said, a 9-0 vote on the body cam pilot program. It is a pilot program, just $29,000 in federal grant to fund this at first. Any idea what this might cost on an ongoing basis if the city decides to move beyond the pilot?
We are going to be getting some estimates on that shortly. It could be in the range of over $100,000, in a $186 million budget, that might not seem like a lot, but we are obviously at the point where we're trying to economize in every way possible.
309-438-8910. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner is in the studio. He'll take your questions. Again, that number, 309-438-8910. Let's talk sidewalks. Another 9-0 vote to accept a sidewalk master plan. Can you characterize the condition of the city's sidewalks?
They're terrible. Okay. I think, not every street, not every block.
In older neighborhoods, though, they could use some help.
They're terrible, absolutely. And so that's the one thing that takeaway from Jim Karch, our public works director last night, that I think is really important is that if as we move toward taking that quarter penny of the sales tax and putting it into our streets, and it's, let's say we decide to leverage that for bonds, I am going to absolutely be a strong proponent of taking that and doing about a $25 million street resurfacing program. The thing that we're going to have to realize is we're going to then have to also spend some more money upgrading the sidewalks. Now, that that dollar amount is much less, several hundred thousand dollars.
But I'm surprised. I was surprised to hear that some of the ADA ramps that are already installed are no longer compliant.
That's right. That's.
So, what, do they change the angle of the ramp?
I don't know the details, but it was several years ago. There were some problems, and
so again, not only do you have to put ramps in where there are no ramps, you have to go back and
redo ramps in many areas.
Do the sidewalk cuts where there are.
Yeah, many times as mayor, it feels like you're never really stopping the cleaning up of the messes of the past. So, but again, you just got to move forward.
So the cost is $600,000 per year for the next 10 years. The council didn't vote to fund it, only to accept the master plan.
Right.
Will we see money set aside in the next budget cycle for some sidewalks?
Almost. Well, we have to. Right. And I do have a line item veto. If it's not in there, I'll send it back.
So it's that big a priority for you?
Well, it has to be. I mean, obviously, streets and infrastructure are there, but you can't do the streets if you don't also make some improvements in your sidewalks. So they all have to go hand in hand. It's not as if you can take one without the other.
Downtown redevelopment is back on the table. Jeff Gabelhausen.
Absolutely. Well, it's never been off the table, but we got a new set, new wave of it.
Sure, it sort of went under the table for a while. It's now back right. Back being discussed again. Jeff Gabelhausen, who had made the original proposal to redevelop a downtown city block near the Commerce Bank building, will be circling back with the council during the next committee meeting of the whole. What will he say?
Well, he's got another fairly exciting project with a very much the same space, and that is the block that would link the Coliseum to our Route 66 Visitor Center in the McLean County History Museum, the kind of ground zero, if you will, of downtown, which is a critical, critical block. Again, this is regardless whether it's Gabelhausen's proposal or some of the others that may very well be on that we may hear, yet this is really important to grow our local economy, take full advantage of our downtown, and this will help reduce some of the red ink in the operations of the Coliseum, and again, obviously make downtown more of a destination. So I do support it at 500 feet. I want to see what Gabelhausen's proposal is. I want to dig deep into that. Obviously, the last one we did not pursue.
And the last one, the hang-up was that he was going to develop a shovel-ready lot that the city would then market.
Right. It was a two-phase process. I think what we're getting here is a single-phase process.
So he may be... I don't know if you can tell me. I don't know if you know, but he may be the developer. He may be coming here and saying, this is the project. I'm going to tear it down. We're going to build this.
Right. And or he would at least have, very likely have an agreement with someone else.
Or another developer.
And they would work together on this. Yes. And so, yeah, these are certainly possible exciting things. Since we've got the Route 66 Visitor Center, though, and we're taking more full advantage of that Route 66 visitors traffic.
Lots of visitors from all over the world.
From all over the world. There's a lot of renewed interest, serious interest in investing in our downtown and investing in that whole Route 66 corridor, including, for example, you know, the Electrolux site, which is now almost totally demolished. So we are making progress. Sometimes it's not as fast as I'd like, but we are moving forward. I mean, Bloomington is a great place, and we are going to leverage our assets.
The next committee of the whole meeting is when?
I believe it's Monday. That's correct.
So this is Jeff Gabelhausen will be talking to the council very soon.
Correct.
David Bentley also will be addressing the city on downtown redevelopment. What does he have in mind? And is there any concern about working with David Bentley based on his past lawsuits with the city over TIF districts?
Well, let me answer the first question first. Yes, absolutely. When somebody spent, I believe he has said, $1 million in legal fees suing the city for 20 years, and you go back and forth, there are definitely some issues. And I don't mean to whether or not to judge what he has or hasn't done in the past, because the city may very well have deserved to be sued many times in the past. What we have now, though, is a situation where Mr. Bentley, in several cases, has acquired properties and has not kept them up. And in fact, we've C2 East building, I believe we had 2 feet of water in it in the basement last year. So we've got code enforcement issues. There is definitely some trust that needs to go forward. Now, we will write contracts that will protect us, even if we see that there may
be willing to hear him out.
I'm willing to hear him out,
but proceed cautiously.
Right. Yeah, he is proposing, in a sense, a smaller boutique hotel at the Pantograph site, and we'll hear the details of that and other things on Monday evening.
During the work session, what did you hear about council priorities coming from the Bloomington Budget Task Force? Where are they on cuts moving forward?
Well, they did have the meeting, almost 2 weeks ago now, where the council talked about some of these things. And so the council's definitely moving toward trying to come up with more specifics as to where we're going to make service cuts. And some of those were discussed just in principle last night, Alderwoman Schmidt threw out some of them. And so we're, as we move through the budget process, keep in mind, we've made tremendous progress because the budget, compared to, we're farther along now than we were as we finished the budget in my first 2 years as mayor, because our fiscal year ends April 30th. So we've made tremendous progress with the budget task force.
So you're months ahead.
Yes, we're compared to the past. Again, we're not going back to the way we did business. And there were definitely a lot of fits and starts because the obviously I'm someone who's not terribly patient. I like to make things happen. We've had a council in the past that had more of a culture of, I would describe it as slow decision making, fiddling around, navel gazing, whatever. That's not happening now. We're making progress for the future. And so it may never be as quickly as I'd like it to be, of course, but we are moving forward, and this council's really getting it done.
Mayor Renner, as always, thanks for your time during Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Mike.
Terry Renner is the mayor of Bloomington and joins us following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. This is Sound Ideas.